KFI, LA County. We had the lady that we wanted to talk to. I don't know if it's a holdover from last hour. Yes, ma'am. Hello, you're on KFI NC. Where is she calling from? Dominguez Hills. Hi.
Hi, sir. How you doing?
Good.
You know, sir, I like listening to your program, and I listen to you almost every night. And I told the man about getting on my window broken out of Target tonight. This afternoon, he said I should talk to you on the air about it.
You got the window of what?
I got the window of my car busted out over at the Target store over in Dominguez Hills this afternoon. And I got over there with my grandchildren to do some shopping. I had to go in and get some film developed. I want to drop off some film. And then I was going to take the children over to see a movie this afternoon. I went into the end of the store, and I went more than maybe 15 or maybe a half hour, and I come out and I found a window was broken out of my car, and it scared me so much that I've been reading all kinds of things about people being attacked, all the violence and everything, and that man, he was seen by a bunch of people, never did nothing about it, and I told the police about it, and they run me in too, saying all my phone. And I was so scared by everything that happened that I'm going home. I called my daughter-in-law, I called my son to find out what I should do. But they killed and said the man came up and broke the window out.
All right, slow down here for a minute, ma'am, okay?
Yeah.
So a man broke the window out of your car?
He broke the window out of my car, yeah. And the people saw him do it. The children saw him do it, too. And I don't know who I'll pay for it, but there are all these witnesses. Nobody will step forward. And I wonder what kind of a world we live in where no one is going to step forward and tell people, you know, who's been done wrong, what they're going to do about it.
But you sound like quite an elderly woman.
I'm 77 years old, and I still drive, and I drive very well. And I do take care of my grandchildren during the day. This is the only time that something like this ever happened to me.
So you went over to the parking lot of a department store today, and you got your window busted out by a guy who just came up and busted it out?
People say, yeah. And then,
how many people saw this happen?
Oh, I don't know. There were 4 or 5 people.
And they didn't do anything to stop him, huh?
No, they stood there and watched him do it. I wonder what kind of world we live in, where a man is going to see him. That kind of thing. People see that kind of thing happen. They don't do anything about it.
Well, who's the 4 or 5 people saw it?
My grandchildren said the man was looking at the car and just got a look that he was very angry or he was very upset about something, and he busted a window out in the car and just walked on.
Now, who saw it? The 4 or 5 people said your grandchildren?
My grandchildren saw him do it too. Because
Where were they? Were they with you?
No, they were going inside the car. And he came along and just broke the window out.
Were the children hurt by the glass or anything? I mean,
the children weren't hurt at all. But I came back to the car. He didn't take no money. He didn't take a stereo. He didn't take nothing out of the car.
And the children were not hurt? They were not taken?
No. He just a random act of violence to come along and break out the window of a woman's car and scare the children half to death. And nobody did anything about it. And I wonder what kind of world we...
Ma'am, you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, that's too bad. And for somebody to walk up and bust out the window on your car for no apparent reason is the act, and unfortunately we're seeing it more and more, of just a angry, deranged individual who wants to do damage. You know that a friend of mine, I can tell you a story, that a friend of mine was getting the side of his car keyed, what they call somebody will run the key along the side of the door.
I know what my son, it happened to him.
It happened to your son? And he decided to stake out his car and find out who was doing this. You know who he found out was running a key along the side of his car? It was a lady who lived next door to him. It was this older woman who was angry, I guess, at the money he was making or the kind of car that he was driving or something, and he finally caught her in the act. This woman was running the key along the side of his car and scraping it. And he'd get it painted and she'd scrape it. And nobody knows why people do these things.
Well, the children said he had a look on his face that was, he was angry. He had an angry look on his face. And I just took at the butt end of a metal pole that they had laying nearby, and he broke out the window on the car.
And he didn't take anything?
He didn't steal anything. He didn't hurt the children or anything. He just broke the window out on the car.
Well, now, I don't know what to tell you.
You know what I think it is? I think it's just people are so angry.
Let me ask you a question. How old, you said your grandchildren were in the car?
Yeah.
How old are they?
Oh, they're 4 and 5 years old.
And were you inside this? The kids were with you, or no?
No, I don't take the kids inside. I went in to get some film developed, and I went in. I wanted to get some film developed, and I had to pick up, some paper towels and things like that in the store there, and also wanted to get some bag dyes and things like that.
Just sundries?
That's right. Yeah.
So you were in the store for how long?
I was in the store about 30 minutes when I come out of the window and busted out in the car.
And the kid...
sick, and I didn't want them inside the store. It was very cold to keep it air conditioned. And I want to make sure that the children are not going to get exposed to the...
You didn't want to give them a chill, huh?
No, I didn't want to give them a chill. Make sure they're exposed to, the cold air. But I cannot believe that in this day and age, somebody will come along in a random way and rip out the windows on a car and just leave like that. Because
I'm not saying what the guy did is right, okay? I'm wondering that you went inside a store and left your kids, because here's the thing, if that guy meant to steal your kids, I mean, you went inside of a store and left the kids inside of a car for a half an hour. Were the windows rolled up?
Oh, I left the children were very, very safe. I left the windows rolled up and the doors were locked, so nothing going to happen to them. I make sure that nothing going to happen to those babies at all. To my son.
The window was busted out.
Yeah, that's right.
But the kids were in the car.
That's right, the children sitting on the dandy and picked up the butt in the pole and knocked the window in.
Well, you're lucky that he didn't take your kids. You're lucky that he didn't steal anything out of the car. I mean, it sounds like it was just some sort of a mentally deranged individual who had nothing more on his mind than committing some random act of violence.
Well, I don't understand it at all. I've lived a good life my life. I've never, ever had anything like that happen to me before.
Now, you had the kids in the car with the windows rolled up. For 30 minutes, you're inside the car. What was the temperature today? It was a pretty hot day, wasn't it?
Well, the children have been sick. They've been with the flu, and it's nothing wrong with a little bit of heat to help them sweat the flu bug out of them. So the best thing that I know to do is when I was going to go in and get something done, I'll put the children in the car, and it gets nice and hot in there, and maybe they can sweat it out of them. So that I don't want to expose them to air conditioning inside the store. And
all right, hold the line here for a second, ma'am. Got to take a break here. Phil Henry Show here, open phone hour at 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 521-KFI in LA County. Here's a lady who was at a store in Dominguez Hills and got the window busted out in her car. Just some guy came along, just busted out the windows in her car. As she went in very quickly to get something, her grandkids saw it happen because they were in the car. They're 4 and 5 year old kids inside the car with the windows rolled up because they had to have, she needed to lock them in. And here's this guy busting out a window. 1-800-521-KFI Orange County. I guess it would be interesting to find if anybody, would you stop somebody from doing something like that? See a guy walk him, just bust out the window on a car? 1-800-521-KFI Orange County, 521-KFI LA County. Phil Henry Show, KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
You had style.
That's when I didn't do that.
Did you tell the police?
No, I didn't.
All right, we're back on 1-800-521-KFI Orange County, 521-KFI LA County. It's Phil Henry Show here. And we have a lady who's got a window busted out at a soup. Was it, where was it?
It was at a Target store.
At the Target in Dominguez Hills, some guy busted out. Now, you had your two grandkids not in the store with you. They were sitting in the car.
Well, yeah, I had my grandchildren of 4 and 5 years, but I didn't want to take them inside the store at all because it was very cold. And so
you had the kids inside the car. Today was pretty hot. I mean, you had them inside a car with a rolled-up window.
No, they were sick. They've got a flu bug, and the best thing to do with a flu bug is to sweat it out of you. And you can keep a child there for 30 minutes. I'm not hurting the child at all.
Is it possible? All right, let me take a phone call. Newport Beach on KFI AM 640. Hello.
I absolutely can't believe you're giving this
woman, the time of day. It's unbelievable to me that she had two grandkids in a car in 80-degree heat. It's absolutely insane to me.
I put the children in a car because
you are sick.
Went inside of a supermarket that had an air conditioner on.
You are absolutely sick. I can't even believe you took your grandkids and leave them in a locked car. Why do you think a man broke the window?
What do you know?
Your grandkids,
you know anything about raising children?
I have four kids of my own.
You don't have four children.
I have four kids.
You do. What are the names?
It's none of your business what their names are.
I have four kids.
I wouldn't think of leaving them a half an hour in 85-degree heat. You're sick. I can't believe your son even lets you take care of those kids.
Well, wait a minute. What is the problem here? I don't understand. She went into the store just to pick up some stuff.
Oh, she went into the store a half an hour with all the windows rolled up with two kids in a car in 85-degree heat?
If you know anything about children, you know that...
Oh, and you're going to let them sweat it out because they had a cold? You're sick. You're insane, lady.
You are
unbelievable. I hope that everyone is listening to you that knows takes the kids from you, because I would never leave any of my kids.
Well, they're not her kids. They're her grandkids.
Well, they're her grandkids. That's good as having your own kids.
She doesn't have custody of them.
Thank God.
Do you have custody of them?
No, I babysit them every day. And there's nothing wrong with the children, okay?
But you're lucky there's nothing wrong with the children.
Lady, what do you got there? You got friends there listening to the radio, cranking it up? What's going on?
Who?
You.
Not me.
Well, who are you whispering to?
I'm not whispering to anybody. I'm in my car, and the radio's off.
Well, you just said something to somebody.
What the point is here is that I had those children in the car with me. They were not well, and there's nothing wrong with leaving a child inside the car for half an hour.
Oh, really? I hope that a lot of people call in, and I would like to hear other people's opinions.
You left them in for 30 minutes.
30 minutes in 85-degree heat today is unbelievable. What city were you in today? What city were you in today?
What city were you in today?
I was in Newport Beach. Where were you?
Are you sure? So they sweated a little bit. That's no big deal.
Oh, they sweated a little bit? Oh, my God. I can't even believe it.
I don't believe you got four children either.
I don't care what you believe. All I'm calling to tell you is I hope you never have to watch those kids again, because I can't believe anybody would trust you with two kids. I feel really bad.
Unless
your son's listening, he must be crazy, too, if he leaves you with those two kids.
What's a white lady know about raising children anyway? I've had nine children. I've got seven grandchildren.
A white lady know about raising children?
What do you know about raising children?
What do black ladies know about raising children?
Oh, so you're a racist.
Oh, you are.
So now you're a racist.
You are. You're the one that said white lady.
You got a problem with my color?
Huh?
You got a problem with my color? She a racist. You're just like a clan down south.
Oh.
Come down there and shove a boot up your ass.
Oh, that's cute.
There you go.
Cute.
That's right.
That was cute.
That's right. You don't care about children. You don't barely care about yourself.
See ya. You don't care about your two. You wouldn't have gone shopping for half an hour inside a store. Okay?
You get four children. You let us know.
Yeah, right.
1-800-521-KFI, Orange County, 521-KFI, LA County, Westwood on KFI M640. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I agree with the previous caller, and how dare this woman go to color. Her color is stupid.
Oh, she don't know. She don't know what she does.
Your color is stupid, but you would leave these children. You know what? You are the type of person to give parents and grandparents bad names. Somebody needs to report
you
to Child Protection, Protective Services.
Well, I want to ask the lady a question. You said that you were trying to sweat the cold out of the kids.
Oh, my God.
What's the best thing to do to keep in a car and to sweat the cold out of them, because they have a very bad cold?
What is wrong with you?
Nothing wrong with me. Those children were fine.
You were, and then you're going to hide behind a cloak of color?
You just said
your color doesn't have anything to do with this. It's stupidity, lady.
Well, you just being a racist.
What?
You just being a racist, man.
I am not being a racist. I'm a person of color, too.
You said my color was
I'm black, too.
You said my color was black.
You give us a bad name.
No, you white. I can tell a white woman.
Oh, gosh.
All right, let's get off of the whole color thing, okay? I want to get back to this. You had the kids in the car. Is it possible the man busted the window out to give them some room to breathe?
Oh, he did. No, those children, nothing wrong with those children. They were
oh, my gosh.
What was wrong with them? They were sweating the cold out.
So you're saying that you're sweating the cold out. I mean,
ma'am.
Let me tell you something.
Ma'am.
Now, hold on for a minute. I've raised nine children and seven grandchildren, so don't stop telling me what my
business. Not through any skill of yours.
And you sweat that cold out of a child, and the best thing to do to sweat a cold out of a child is to put them in
your
car. Then you listen to me. Are you a mother?
Okay. Of course I'm. Yes, I am.
How many children you got?
I have one.
Okay. Maybe you ought to get a few more children and understand what I'm talking about.
Oh, God.
What you need to do is you put the child in a parked car, you roll the windows up.
Oh, lady.
It's in the heat. And
you know what?
And all that's going to spread it out.
You're
telling me that...
There's something wrong with you. You're odd.
No, the problem with that, a lot of these parents leaving their children in a car too long. Now, you hear about these families in Arkansas.
Where's your son?
My son's at home with his children right now.
Oh, you're
I grew up in the South. I know the heat. And today was not hot at all.
It was about 85 degrees in Dominguez Hills. It was pretty hot.
You need to be reported. You need to be reported. Okay, this is a serious matter if you would be leaving those children in a car like that.
Well, what are you saying? Are you saying that people leave their kids in cars to sweat the cold out of them?
That's right.
Oh,
that's
God.
Right. That's exactly what you do.
You know, somebody needs to sweat something out of you.
Why? What did I do wrong? My grandkids had a fever. They had the fever. And I had to sweat it out of them.
I can't believe this.
They had a virus, and I had to sweat that out of them. You can put them in a locked car, and they'll do that. And then they'll come along and bust the window out.
You know what?
Well,
somebody
I think maybe it's possible.
Lock you up in the car, all right, in sweltering heat, and throw away the key.
That's the best way to sweat out a cold.
Maybe they can sweat the stupidity out of you.
They had a fever like the Ebola or something like that, and the best thing you can do is sweat it out of a child.
Oh, God. Yeah,
I'm a Christian woman, and I don't ever do anything to hurt no children.
Okay, Phil,
thanks very much for your call. 1-800-521-KFI. Lady, what you're saying is you're sweating the fever out of kids by locking them in a parked car with the windows rolled up.
That's the best way to do it. And all of these people panicking, don't understand how to raise a child. They never seen what you can do with children. I raise 9 children and 7 grandchildren, and I'm not ashamed of anything I do.
Are you aware of the fact that there are 2 guys under arrest in Arkansas because they killed 2 children by locking them in a car?
You know, I'll tell you that the first thing you teach a child is how to roll a window down. And have you ever stopped to consider the fact that if the child's too hot, he'd roll a window down?
Say that again?
If the child was too hot, he'd roll a window down, wouldn't he?
Well, I mean...
That's right. You don't understand it, do you?
Well, what if it's an electric window?
You open up the door. You all ready to judge me, and you all ready to jump all over me. You understand that if a child's too hot, he'll roll a window down. All these women think they know better.
Well, I don't know what to say. 1-800-5, I guess that's true. The kid's hot, he'd open up the window, wouldn't he? 1-800-521-KFI, Orange County, 521-KFI in L.A. County. Phil Hendry's show, KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Mr.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Phil Hendry's show at 1-800-521-KFI, Orange County, 521-KFI in L.A. County. Ma'am, you had your kids locked in a car today where it was 85 degrees. Inside the car, it's probably 10, maybe even 20 degrees hotter, and you're claiming that it's not injurious to them. Is the lady there?
I'm here, yeah. I'm claiming to you that it's not going to hurt the children because they had a flu, and I'm trying to sweat the flu bug out of them. And all these people, all these white women calling up, they don't know anything about a good old home care medicine. They don't know nothing about taking care of children. And you can sweat that flu right out of them.
By putting them in a locked car with the windows rolled up?
That's right. And I'm not going to take them into the department store with the air conditioning and everything like that. So that's the wrong thing to say.
All right, here's Covina on KFI AM 640. Hello.
I think the guy just broke the window because it was too hot in there. And no, I don't think a 4 and a 5-year-old kid can roll down and open a door in a place like Dominguez Hills because I've worked over there.
Why can't they open up a door?
Because they're too little and it's such a dangerous area.
Well, oh, and the children know that?
Yes.
Oh, they know
if they live there, they must see all the crime that's going on.
They know it's a dangerous area, but they don't know how to open up a door. Woman,
no,
woman,
no.
You're crazy.
You probably told them, you know, stay in the cars. So they do what their grandmother supposedly tells them to do.
That's exactly what they do. Okay.
Yeah, so that's why the people just stood around because they watched. And one guy was brave enough to break the window and let some air in.
But that's the thing. He didn't need to because the children had a very bad cold and they were sweating it out.
No.
Left them with a gun in the glove box, woman. Do you have any children, woman?
Oh, yes, I do. I have one.
I would love these white women telling me what to
do. No, I'm not white, okay? I'm not white. I'm Mexican.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right. You're not white. Well, here's what I would say. I would say that the child is the most important thing to me, and that their health is the most important thing to me, okay?
Yeah.
And let me take care of my grandchildren, and you go make some tortillas, and we're going to get along just fine.
Well, then you come and clean my house, because that's what you guys are here for.
All right, well, why don't you go pick some lettuce, because that's why you're here. Oh, listen to the white woman.
Well, no, she wasn't white. She's Mexican.
That's right.
All right, here's Corona on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I can't believe that this woman is making this...
Here's another white woman telling me my business.
A total race issue. It has nothing to do with it. I mean,
I know what
I have three boys, a 4, a 5, and a 7-month-old boy.
I know what's best for my grandchildren.
If you wanted to sweat it out of them, you should have left them home and turned the damn heater up.
Well, there you go. What's the difference?
I mean, you don't ever leave a child in the car. You'd be glad they broke your window and didn't steal the children.
They aren't going to steal the children.
They aren't.
But they mind their business.
In this day and age,
you're aware of the fact that they're...
the news, you have to know that people do things like this.
That's right. And the children are able to handle it if you tell them to open up the door and roll the window down.
Are they able to handle it if somebody breaks the window and takes them?
What is this thing about open the door?
If people would teach their children how to roll a damn window down, you wouldn't have these children suffocating, would you? But these people are too stupid to teach their children to roll a window down.
Do your grandkids know how to roll down a window?
Damn right.
Okay.
Roll down a window.
The point isn't if they know how to roll down the window or open up a door. That's not even the point here.
Otherwise, these children would be alive today. Some of these children died with the heat.
You know, it...
So you're saying that the parents have not taught kids how to roll windows down?
Hello?
I mean, you can't...
That's what I'm saying.
I can't believe that you would leave them in there. That is child abuse. That's endangering a child.
Ma'am, your children know how to roll down a window?
Absolutely they know how to roll the window. But if I tell them I'm getting out of the car, I'm locking the door, I'm rolling the windows up, if you touch them, I'm going to be spanking your butt.
Well, then why would you put
your... They're not going to touch them.
So you
leave
So you leave your kids in a locked car with the windows rolled up, too?
Well, hell no.
That's what these women do.
That's what you just said.
No.
Yeah, you did. You said if you let them
know. I can bet you that they would listen to me right now.
There's a woman in Corona who agrees with me. She keeps her kids in a car with a window rolled up.
Yeah, that's about what you said, ma'am. All right, 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 521-KFI LA County, San Diego on KFI AM 640.
Stupid
God. Hey, had I been the person that you know, saw those kids in the car, I probably would have broken it myself. That's for the safety of the children. It has nothing to do with race, stereotyping, and that type of thing. You should throw it out.
Why are you going to bust out the window of my car?
Because those children needed some air in that hot car.
They can open up the damn door.
Well, that's even worse, and you're stupid for doing it.
Why am I stupid for doing that? I'm sweating the cold out of them. It's a good...
Well, you're so stupid. That's what the doctors are for.
Are you a Christian woman?
Pardon me, please?
Are you a Christian woman?
Yes, I am.
And you know that there's an old Negro spiritual, and I go, Jesus, help me sweat, my baby is cold.
No, I've never heard that stuff before.
Sweat out, my
never
baby
heard that
cold.
Stupid stuff before. Never heard that
Jesus,
stupid stuff before.
Jesus, help me sweat out.
No, that has nothing to do
cold.
With it. It's the safety for the children.
My baby is cold. Whoa, Jesus, help me sweat out, my baby.
Okay, that's fine. I don't need to hear this, the whole spiritual, okay?
That's crazy. Just the safety of the children that says stay here. Nothing else. Stereotype it. Forget that. Get a life, lady. Bye-bye.
Women tell me what to do, and no Negro either. There goes a stupid Negro right there. I'll tell you something right now, Phil.
Okay, let's get off of the whole race thing, all right? 1-800-521-KFI, Orange County, 521-KFI in L.A. County.
I just don't need no women telling me my business, that's all. And I know what's good for my grandchildren, and I know what's best for them. And
all right, so you're putting them in a locked car with the windows rolled up to sweat a cold out of them.
That's correct.
And you're saying that if the kids are hot, they ought to know enough to roll a window down.
Well, you get a lot of people, Phil, who are too stupid, and the children are too poor. God bless the children. It's not their fault. But their parents are so stupid, they don't even teach a child how to open up a door or how to roll down a window or how to take care of themselves. And so you got all these parents out there all getting up in arms about children being inside of a locked car with a window rolled up, and all they got to do is get it together enough to teach the child how to open up a door. But you see how stupid people are. They don't understand that. Let me sing that spiritual to you again. You might learn something for you once, all right? And all the crackers out there, I want you to...
What do you mean all the crackers out there?
I want all the white women out there to hear this. Oh, Jesus, help my baby sweat out the cold. Jesus, help my baby sweat out the cold. Jesus, help my baby sweat out the cold. Sweat out the cold till the baby is cold. Jesus, help me sweat out...
Okay, that's fine. Los Angeles on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I wanted to point out, this is actually my first time caller. I'm enjoying the show tonight. It's interesting the
Why are you enjoying the show tonight?
Well, because there are lots of funny things that are going on. I mean, I can't quite believe this lady is as ignorant as she sounds.
I teach my children.
Now, in the olden days, people used to think that...
Roll down a window.
Well, What happens is when people get dehydrated in hot cars, their brains don't function the same way, especially when you're 4 or 5 years old.
Ridiculous.
So you don't know that you should roll down the window.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Everybody knows if they get too hot, you get some air.
Right, and where did you get your education from?
About common sense. You got any of that?
You know, it's hard for me to imagine that some can be as ignorant as you are.
Well, it's hard for me to imagine that a real man could sound like you. All you got to do is roll a window down and open
up the
door.
True. You sound like more of a man than I do.
There you go. That's true.
All right, so anyway, your point is, sir?
My point is that that in the olden days, people did use...
So, I mean, what about what the lady said? It is kind of true. Why not just teach a kid how to open up a car door and roll a window down?
Because
it's ridiculous. If somebody is hot, you roll down a window.
That's right. So you I'm not telling him, but I'm just making that point. It's
because the children are influenced by in this case, her grandparents.
Well, that's absurd.
Right?
So in other words, a kid doesn't know how to roll down a window is what you're telling
me.
Okay.
So
something as simple as a kid rolling a window down, you think is some heavyweight sociologic influence that one has to unlearn or learn?
No.
I mean, all you do is open up a window and you get some cool air, right?
Listen to me.
Or you open up a door.
No.
Right?
You tell him, Joe, you kick that cracker's ass.
I mean, it seems to me that... What did you say?
Kick the cracker's ass.
Well, listen. In her household, I'll bet you 5-1 that once a week these kids get whooping.
Who do you white boy?
All you have to do is understand this, sir.
Children?
And I don't know if you have any kids yourself, sir, but understand this. Teach them how to roll down a window is what the lady's saying.
No, she shouldn't put them in the environment where they have to be responsible.
And
for
once
that.
You teach a kid how to roll down a window or open up a car door, then kids don't die from suffocating inside of the car.
She
it's as simple
not,
as that. 1-800-5.
You put a damn good job on that cracker. I love you, Phil, man. You whip on that white boy. God damn, you are something else.
I'm just trying to make your point because you're sounding idiotic making it yourself. 1-800-521-KFI Orange County.
You come over to my house anytime.
All right. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County. 5201-KFI, L.A. County. Phil Henry Show. So we're talking about the lady with the kids in the car, and they busted out the window. Left her kids alone in a car for half an hour with the window rolled up. Somebody came along and busted the window out, possibly because the kids were too hot. And she says she had them in there to help them sweat out a cold. The Phil Henry Show on KFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio now. Alan LeGrand, 40, more stimulating talk radio. You know, horror stories abound of children left in cars with the windows rolled up. And the heat intensifies to the point where the children die. We read of just such a story, as a matter of fact, in the newspaper in Arkansas. A couple of nutcases went out to look for mushrooms or some damn thing. They left the kids in the car for like 4 hours. The children died. Now, the lady I have on the line here claims that she left the kids alone for only half of an hour. And even though I was arguing your point, I don't see the sense in it that if a kid was hot, he'd roll a window down.
Well, I think he would, and I don't teach my children to hurt themselves, and I don't harm my children. I think if you are a responsible adult, you're going to do that. Now, I left those children in a car for 30 minutes, and it was going inside the store, and there's nothing wrong with a little heat, especially when the children have a cold. And all these white women and all these people say...
And all the white women think, get off that, okay?
Well, they're trying to tell me what to do, and I know very well how to raise my children.
All right, here's Los Angeles on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
As far as making it a race issue about whether it's a white woman, black woman, I'm a black woman myself.
Well, you know.
And you do not leave a child inside a car to sweat out a cold. And as far as how you're saying about the rituals or whatever, about a child, you know, being healed of his sickness, no, if your child is sick, you take your child to the doctor. If your child has a cold, you take his temperature and you give him either an alcohol bath, rub him with some Dick Sass or whatever, and, send him at home. You don't lock a child inside of a car.
You don't waste no money on a doctor, child. You want to waste your money that way? I know how to take care of
my children. Okay, well, the way I was raised and the way my parents were raised was you give your child an alcohol bath and you take them to a doctor.
Well, I
do. And if their fever does not go down, you still go to that doctor to find out what else is wrong with that child.
For a child to break a fever is to lock him in a car, roll the windows up.
That's not trying to break a fever. You're trying to kill him. Make him or something.
That's the best way for a child to sweat out a cold is to lock him in a car in a parking lot. And
the best way for the kid to sweat out a cold.
That's right.
Well, why don't somebody lock you in the car and see how you sweat?
But you just don't know how old are you.
I'm 23.
Oh, you know all about the world, huh? You're 23
years old,
honey,
I have two children, and both my children, when they are sick, I take them to a doctor. I'll give my son, if he has a cold, a fever, an alcohol bath, and that brings his temperature down.
If his temperature
goes up a little higher than that, he still goes to the doctor, and he sees a doctor for medication or whatever, especially a flu.
Your children know how to roll down a window in a car?
Yes, my children do.
Well, then you don't have to worry about nothing, do you?
Well, regardless if they know how to roll down a car window or open the door, they shouldn't be left in the car by themselves.
Well, that most of these white women don't teach their children how to roll
down. Regardless of white women, black women, Mexican, I don't care what ethnic group you are.
What do you mean most of these white women?
You do not leave your child in the car.
Most black women know to teach their children to roll a window down in the car, but the white women don't know how to do that.
I see white women out there with their children, and their children aren't locked in no car.
God, I'll tell you something. I wouldn't leave you in a car. I'd put you in a trunk.
In a trunk, yeah, honey, I'd ship your young ass off someplace. I am not yellow, honey. I'm a proud black woman with some common sense, intelligence, and you need to get some.
Well, you might have a big yellow strap going down your back.
All right, fine.
I'll go cook some dog, Vietnam woman.
Now, you are so ignorant.
I'm very ignorant. I raised nine children and seven grandchildren.
Well, whoever children you have, they shouldn't have let you keep those children because they might grow up as insane as you are.
You raised nine children?
Excuse me?
You raised nine children?
No, my mother comes from a family of 16. And then one of them were locked up in a car. And trust me, when we were raised, we got the best care and the best training, everything.
Well, you know, Sonny, I wasn't raised in a rich black family. I was raised the poor in the South.
Well, my family wasn't raised very rich.
Go make some rice, boat person.
Go make some rice. Honey, please, make rice. I don't even think that exists unless you're making it out of a factory.
Are you a Christian woman?
Yes, I am.
You know that song, Jesus Help Me Baby?
That song doesn't exist. So that's some type of imagination you done dreamed up or something. It doesn't exist. You're talking about some ritual or something. You must go dancing around the children.
Dance around the baby, sweat out.
I don't want to hear the song, okay? It's a nice song, but we're not doing the church service right now. Thank you very much for your call, ma'am.
Okay.
1-800-521-KFI. I mean, the people have made the point.
Dr. King sang it in Memphis.
What?
I said Martin Luther King sang it in Memphis.
Martin Luther King sang, Jesus, help my baby sweat out the cold.
That's just before he got shot. That might have been the reason why I got shot.
I think that was uncalled for.
I'm sorry.
Redlands on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi. Listen, I can understand that you're ignorant woman and you feel that.
Everybody calling me names tonight.
Well, I'm sorry. You keep your children locked in a car, but they know how to open a door and a window. Okay, let's give you another scenario.
You know,
they
open that door. Why don't you just call me nigger?
No, why not? I'm sorry.
That's what you
I don't care if you're white, Chinese. I don't care.
Why don't you just
you listen to me.
You call me ignorant. Why don't you
teach your children to open the door and open the window. What happens if somebody kidnaps your kids?
I'm not your maid.
What happens if somebody kidnaps your children?
White woman, don't talk to me like I'm your maid.
What if somebody? You can't answer that, can you?
You
didn't think of that one.
I ain't your maid, white woman. Okay.
Let them sweat it out.
I know you like calling black people
niggas. Let them sweat it out and get kidnapped or murdered.
You like calling black people niggas?
Do you buy milk? Are you able to buy milk? You see the little faces on the side? Maybe it was somebody like you who had their child locked up in the car, but you taught them how to open up the window and open up the door. And it takes 1 second.
All right, thanks for your speech. Here is Englewood on KFI AM 640. Hello. Englewood, hello. Oh, not Englewood. Englewood, hello. Hi, you're on the air, ma'am.
She just called me Spade.
I did not hear her say that. Englewood, hello. Yes.
Really would like to respond to the woman that you used to have on on the air. And I'm really wondering is why would you keep someone on the air this long, taking up this much time talking about something that you know as intelligent as you are, you know that this woman is talking foolishness.
Well, she sounds a little goofy, but she's telling me that.
Why would you keep her on the air that long on something that is so racist?
It's called free speech, and I'm allowed to say all the things I want to say.
But he happens to be the host of the show,
and it would seem like to me that
kind of ignorance would not continue to go on. I came all the way home an hour ago, and this woman is still doing the same thing, and you are allowing her to make all of these racist statements
over the phone. Woman, why don't you shut your pie hole?
Shut your pie hole.
That's right.
You see, this is the kind of thing that I'm saying. You are allowing her. First of all, she's not a woman. Oh, That's the first thing. She's not a woman. And, you know, I just wonder sometimes about the people that call into this show. That you are allowed to go on and on and on and on.
Just like I'm letting you go on and on and on and on?
Pardon?
Kind of like I'm letting you go on and on and on. Right into my news, as a matter of fact. Hold on for a minute, though. I don't want to cut you off.
I think you ought to hang up on that woman.
No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to cut her off. But you have to hang on. I've got news. Okay?
I will.
Hang on, liver lips.
Will you shut up? KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
What?
We really don't know what the hell we're doing. KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.